till 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there. I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown. Joel on the hand claps, Steve sitting silently, giving the track the respect it deserves. That was...
Maximum Tune.
Maximum Tune
and Sarah from
Kira Benito.
Yeah, a track called... What was that one called? It's gone off the page now.
The Situation.
The Situation, yes. And a follow-up to I Hate Texas, and both of which are going to be from Maximum Tune's third album, Liminal Space, which is out on the 1st of November. We were not here this time last week.
We were not.
Where were you? John was here. Can you remember what you were doing at exactly this time last week?
Exactly this point in time, Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock. No. Can you? Were we doing the same thing?
I don't think we were. We were both at end of the road.
We're both end of the road.
End of the road. I think, I do remember, the show will have started at this point. I could probably look that up. But John did a great job last week.
He did.
Took us through the 1,000 song points of the year with great style. And he ticked Oasis off the list for us.
It's done. Good so
man.
We don't have to do it.
Good, man.
That's good.
Good, man. We have an album of this week from Sarah Kinsley. We're also going to have tracks from new releases from such as Heinz the Dare, MJ Lenderman, new record, Nella Sinifro.
Oh, yeah.
Dummy.
Okay, Kaya.
Fig Dish. Fat Dog, maybe.
Fat Dog.
There's pretty much only one track we can play off of there. And Toro y Moi.
Moi.
I'll get it right one time. New album from that. It's a big week, actually.
It
Shovels
is.
And Ropes. Shovels and Ropes.
I did see that. Did listen to that one.
Good. That's good. And the return of Desperate Journalist. Did I say Mercury Rev have got an album out?
You didn't.
I didn't.
Probably
I
the biggest
I
name
have now.
Of them all.
Did I say that last week John did not play an excellent Godspeed You Black Emperor track?
You didn't. He also didn't play the book club.
He didn't, did he? Oh, he did a terrible... No, he didn't.
He didn't, really.
He did. He did a fantastic play. We are going to do our first double of the show. The second part of it is going to be from something from Nick Cave's 18th album.
Yep.
Is it called Wild God?
Something like that.
Something like that. It's gone in at number 5 in the charts, that I know. But it's going to be following. I've got no idea what you're going to play.
Yeah, have you told me? You told me what to play.
Annie. Oh, Annie.
It's the return of Annie. Norwegian DJ and producer, been around since, well, the debut album was 2004.
And a real Wonder Woman.
We've got a Wonder Woman mug.
Oh, yeah. That fit nicely.
Yeah, it's the first new music since 2021's Neon Nights EP. It's described as a trance-adjacent, four-on-the-floor club track.
So that will go really nicely with Nick Cave afterwards.
It will go perfectly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is Annie with the earth-shattering revelation that the sky is blue. Oh, you're not fading me up.
Oh, no, have I? We've not even tried this either.
Do you know what? Because we were chatting away before, it will only take me a second. Give me something else. Give me another interesting fact from your weekend, end of the road last weekend.
I saw 35 acts.
I think I probably came close to that, actually.
I think so. And you did the quiz as well, didn't you?
Did do the quiz. Yeah. Did win, but weren't allowed to take the first prize.
Shall I play it?
No, I've got it now.
You got it.
Also right.
Do it.
My heart. You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
The last time you came around here, it was to rescue me. You arrived just in time with your customary flair. You rode through the rain all the way from Castellane, where the wind and the wind are the wind are the wind in your hair. After that, nothing ever really hurt again. Nothing ever really hurt, not even ordinary pain. As we'd sit, you and me, by the great aching sea, in the rain, in the rain, and the rain, oh the rain, oh the rain. Gods that you now defend. And what purpose do they serve now at the end of time? That we lay on our beds with the rain on our heads and my hand. Searching for your hand, searching for my hand, searching for your hand, searching for mine. And I will always love.
That was Final Rescue Attempt from Wild God. I don't think my headphones are up high enough. That's the wrong thing, isn't it?
That is the wrong thing.
Just turn you
down. I enjoyed it, though.
Just turn you down there. 18th album by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. The highest new entry in the charts this week. Wild God in at 5, just ahead of Wonder Horse. Never played anything by them, have we?
I don't think we have.
It is time now for this week's album of the week, and we just discovered that this is somebody who's never been played on the Breakdown before.
Never.
It is Sarah Kinsley's first album.
Yep.
But she has had 4 EPs stretching back to 2019. She is still only 24 years old. She never knew last century. She never had any concept of the Millennium Bug.
No.
No.
Imagine.
But she has put together in her debut record, what is an album that, well, took the award away from Heinz, from MJ Lenderman this week.
From Mercury Rev.
From Mercury Rev. She was one of all the ones we said. Escaper is her debut record, and it is strong, top to bottom. So I've chose two songs from that, and you chose another one, haven't you?
I have.
Should we play three? Probably not three.
Probably not three.
Three. But we're going to play the one that you've selected, and which one? Is it Beautiful Things?
No, it's Matter.
Matter. All right. And we will be... Should we play some...
No, we'll be back with a double of albums.
After this. After this. Yes. All right.
Escaper is this week's album of the week from Sarah Kinsley, and that was Matter from it. And Sarah Kinsley is touring the UK in November, but it's one of those Glasgow, Manchester, Bristol, London tours.
She's doing Band on the Wall?
Band on the Wall in Manchester, yeah. On November the 11th.
Oh, I saw that. There'll be another track from that in the second hour of the show. But before then, we've got plenty of other new music. Big week for albums. Second part of this new double is going to be a Scandinavian act called Caddy.
I thought it was going to be the first part.
No, it's going to be a second part because I've not found as much information about this.
I haven't found as much information either. It's fine.
Well, who
playing both.
Who have you got?
Well, it's going to be a new artist double of new albums
this
week.
Okay.
So you've got Caddy, as you say. We'll give you more information about that after we've played it.
Yeah.
And I have got Party Dozen, who are a band from Australia, who released an album this week called Crime in Australia. Instrumental, but it's a saxophone, though. You all right for saxophone? You up for some sax? You up for some sax?
Okay. I'm glad you prepared me for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up for this.
This is Coup de Gromk.
Great name.
Come
this is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Run, I could always hide, or just fade away.
Doesn't mess about that album. All the tracks on that record, it's the debut release by a Norwegian solo artist who operates under the name Caddy. Clock in between 3 minutes 13 and 3 minutes 43. So there's only 30 seconds difference. And there's no real discernible difference in quality or sound throughout
the
whole
same
album.
Kind of
it's
pace. Yeah.
Very, very, like very, very like good. You've just heard a track from it, In a Heartbeat, which is the first track on the record. Yeah. That's the one I'm going to be listening to on my way home today, definitely. Treble Seven time now. It's mine. I'm going to have tracks in this from... and in fact, I'm going to start with this. Liquid Mike put out an album earlier this year. I think we played tracks from this. Paul Bunyan, Slingshot. A deluxe version's come out. 15 songs, 29 minutes. You're liking that, aren't you?
I'm liking that, yeah. Liking those numbers.
I think there's been two tracks added to the end of it. Yep. Man Dies and Man Lives. I'm going to go with the more optimistic of the two for mine. This is the one that finishes off. So Man Lives starting us off. And then I don't know where I'm going next. Could be anywhere, but it's got to be less than 3 minutes. 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Treble Seven.
We'll be right back.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
I wanna melt into the furniture, lend myself to the mixture, become a new fixture, a place for you to rest an arm in your head, a still source of comfort that requires no effort. Like you don't see me, I don't exist unless I'm holding your frame in the space between cushions, but you'll never sink in.
Three treble sevens today.
You could.
Which is waiting up. Not going to.
You're not going to.
Not going to. One will do me. 17 seconds under the wire. You heard Liquid Mike first with Man Lives from the bonus. Well, the deluxe version of Paul Bunyan's Slingshot, which came out yesterday. And then another new, well, Magic Liquid Mike was new.
Liquid Mike was new, yes.
Surprises me. Uncle Emmington next, who is a wee slip of a 21-year-old from someplace in America. It's a big place. Don't know exactly where it is. M. Kirby, her name. That was a track called I Just Want to Be. I Just Like Being a Piece of Furniture in Your Weird Life. Brackets, the furniture song. That was 2 minutes, and then it followed into Toro y Moi. Well, I got it right.
Well done.
We've done it.
Yeah, you've done it. You've done it. High five.
I'm really pleased with that. With a track called Reseda from Toro y Moi's eighth studio album.
You just couldn't do it, could you?
Whole Earth, which was out yesterday, and that kind of just sneaked up at it.
I think that was the on-release hat trick as well, but don't feel obliged to ring the bell.
Oh, I...
We played the track with Ben Gibbard, and we played another one. Do it, do it, do it. There we go.
Bell's done. So that's my 777 done. Okay, over to you.
Yeah, for another new artist releasing an album this week, a band called O Rose, O comma Rose, led by Olivia Rose, hence the name, I guess. This album is called Dorothy, and this track is called Toilet Water. I'm sorry, but it is a good track.
Okay.
Horrible Image. Good song.
Oh,
So John did 14 new artists last week, didn't he?
He did. That was a lot.
Shall we get? We must be up to... What's playing music?
Sorry, I've turned it down.
We are on track, I think, to get at least close to 14 today, because that was a new artist double with albums out yesterday. Was your album a second release by that group?
What was it?
I don't know.
Oh, Rose. I don't think it was, but it could have been.
That's where that ends then. Because mine was... you just heard Nala Cinefro, who is a London-based, Belgian-born jazz musician and composer. And that was a track you heard from her second record, which is called... Where is it? Endlessness. And all the tracks are named either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, after Continuum. And you heard number 9 there.
Yeah, and before that, Toilet Water from O Rose. It was from their third album, Dorothy.
Third album. All right. 15 minutes to go until the 4 o'clock classic, which we haven't yet decided. We will do in a moment. What would you like to fill the next part of that time, Steve?
I'd like to play another Australian band. It's good because I've started watching the second series of Calling from Accounts this week. I've got lots of Australian bands.
Okay.
That's the reason.
All right.
Australians are everywhere.
Are they in that? Is this music?
It's not in the series, no. Oh, it's just same country. That's the only link.
Yeah.
That's all I've got. Surf Trash is the band in question, getting their first play on The Breakdown. I don't think this one is an album that's out this week. I think it might be out next week. But anyway, it is definitely a single, and it's definitely called Tapping Into Magic.
Chips and run.
I'm tapping into magic. Gotta have it, gotta go. And I'm tapping into magic. Gotta have it, gotta go. And run. Magic. Gotta have it. Magic. Chips and run.
I'm tapping into magic. Gotta have it, gotta go. And I'm tapping into magic. Gotta have it, gotta go. And
tapping into magic, gotta have it, gotta go.
That's Surf Trash and Tapping Into Magic, and I was right, that album is out next week. It's called The Only Place I Know.
If we're playing something from an album out next week, it's only right now that we go back to one that was missed from last week.
Absolutely.
And then maybe even further back after that?
Is it further back?
Yeah. OK Cowgirl was...
We missed it from the week before.
3 weeks.
Three weeks ago.
So
it better be worth playing them.
It better be. OK Cowboys album title... Okay, Cowgirl's album title is Couldn't Save Us From My Gut, which is a great name.
Gets a pass for
great
that.
Name. On My Mind, you're going to hear. But first, Book Club.
Yeah, released an album last week and none of us noticed it.
Although we played all the singles from it.
In the lead up to it, yes. They've announced a tour this week for next year. Next February, they're coming back to Sheffield playing at Crook Social Club.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the dates, but it's definitely in February. Yes, from that album, it's Best Looking Strangers in the Cemetery.
We're not rich, we're just good looking. 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 We're the best looking strangers in the cemetery. Best looking strangers in the cemetery. Best looking strangers in the cemetery.
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I escaped the city to the hills of South Vermont. Yeah.
That was OK Cowgirl from the album Couldn't Save Us From My Gut, which was out a couple of weeks ago, On My Mind. OK, we've got time for two, if we play one really, really quickly next. Shall I do
speed
that,
it up.
Steve?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, Salt Lick by a band called Grumpy. This is 1 minute 36. Let's see if I can get rid of swear.
You can't play me like that. I'm loose peanuts in your bag. High as fuck at the Radio Shack, begging for a charger. Shit, I'm here again, digging through your clearance bin, plotting my next fashion sin. Neon New York sparkle. So
okay, that was Grumpy. That's the work of Heaven Schmidt. In Heaven Schmidt's band are her ex-girlfriends on bass and keyboard and her ex-husband on drums. That song is about plotting out an outfit that her ex-husband would hate. So I assume, unless she has another ex-husband, that that's the same ex-husband in the band. Diabolic and flamboyant is what she wanted from the outfit. And 1 minute 36.
Yeah.
I've been talking. But we've played them back in 2020, so it's not a new artist.
Not a new artist. But it's fine that you're talking, because the song I chose was shorter than what?
Okay. That's the first track on an EP called Wolfed, which is out on the 25th of October.
Anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Take us up to the break, 4 o'clock, and the 4 o'clock classic, which I don't think we've chosen, have we?
Not yet.
No. Is another new artist, and guess where they're from, Joel?
Australia.
Correct. They're a group of four best friends. They go by the name of Small Fish, S-M-O-L, Fish. Mm-hmm. And is this from an album? I mean, it will be, but is it an album that came out yesterday? I can't remember. I don't think it is. No, it's not. It's an album that's coming soon. But yeah, I heard this last night. It grabbed me. I liked it. It's getting played on the breakdown now, and it's taken us right up to the break, and it's called Get Over It. Oh, still got 5 seconds, Joel. Give me a noise.
Ooh.
Thank you.